It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports booster.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
A couple days sooner than normal and certainly a different venue, but it is the high school basketball state tournament. The Class 3A opening round quarterfinal, and tonight we come to you from Rock Creek High School as the Rock Creek Mustangs get set to take on the Royal Valley Panthers. The 3A state tournament here at Rock Creek High School, and should be a fantastic ball game between the 21-2 Mustangs and the 20-3 Panther boys. Glad to have you along. Our studio engineer is Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Jake Spalding. Our state tournament week continues, and here tonight it should be a fantastic contest between Rock Creek and Royal Valley, who have been two of the best teams on the 3A boys' side in the rankings here throughout this season. The champions of the Mid-East League set to take on the champions of the Big 7 League. These two teams have not met yet this season, but do have several common opponents. And we are in the brand-new first year for this Rock Creek High School gymnasium to have high school basketball played in it. Jake, the facility isn't quite the Hutchinson Sports Arena, but it is state basketball. It's a beautiful gym at that, and let's hope that it's a state-caliber type of contest here tonight.
Well, I heard that there was 470 tickets given away to each school for this game. That means we're just shy of 1,000 people in this massive gymnasium here at Rock Creek High School. It should make for a phenomenal environment for what we typically expect at the Hutch Sports Arena here for Class 3A. But you know what? This is not too shabby for being second best here for a state tournament game. These two teams, as you mentioned, never played each other this year. They have a common opponent from a year ago, as St. Mary's defeated both Rock Creek and Royal Valley in the 3A substate at Hoyt a season ago. The Panthers lost in the championship game, but they only played them because the St. Mary's Bears knocked off this Rock Creek team, their only loss a year ago. So you put those two seasons combined, Rock Creek just three losses. Royal Valley in a similar boat. Take those two seasons combined, I believe Royal Valley just four losses in those 2 years as well. So these two teams, neither one made it to a state tournament a year ago. They're both here this year, and this should be a phenomenal opening round game.
For the Royal Valley Panthers, it is their first ever state basketball tournament. They had teams from Hoyt High School and Mayetta High School make it back in the 1920s and 1930s, and the last year was 1940. But first time for the Royal Valley boys to be at a state basketball tournament. The girls, of course, had a couple nice runs and won it all 2 years ago. There's a lot of star talent in this matchup tonight, and that's certainly what you'd expect in a state tournament type of atmosphere. For Royal Valley, Nongswa Wasik, just a junior, but at 6'5", getting a ton of national recruiting interest and comes in averaging 20 points per game. For Rock Creek, Dawson Zinger, a 6'2 senior. If you're from anywhere in Northeast Kansas, you've likely heard about Zingers, averaging 28 points per game. That after scoring 26 in outing last year as a junior, he certainly attracted a lot of recruiting interest as well. So we have some stars, and we have some really good basketball teams set to square off here tonight. I think maybe one difference in this matchup and one thing in Royal Valley's favor is the size. The length and size of Royal Valley, it's been something that's made them very good, especially on the defensive end this season, allowing only 45 points per game. This might be their toughest opponent to stop, but for Rock Creek, nobody else besides Zinger even averages double digits scoring for this team. So you know the Panthers are going to try to control him and make somebody else for the Mustangs try to beat them here tonight.
Well, for Rock Creek, they're going to rely on Caden Venduska to step up as a senior. You know, I just talked to a gentleman who told me that earlier this season, Venduska had a 30-point, 20-rebound game. He's going to be a kid that's going to be battling down low against this Panther team that, again, you mentioned the size of Royal Valley. Not only are we talking about Brady Kloss, not only is he height at 6'5", he's also got some good strength to him. But K.J. Miller, he's really filled the role for Royal Valley. He was the sixth man for him last year, turned into a starter this year, missed some time due to an ankle injury earlier in this season. But K.J. Miller, a kid at 6'3" as a junior, has got that width about him that him and clocks down low. When you're trying to bang against one, it's easy. Against two, it's super difficult. That's why the Panthers have the advantage, you think, on paper anyway, down low.
Klotz and Miller had huge semifinal games against Jeff West. Klotz had 19, and K.J. Miller scored a dozen in that matchup. Royal Valley winning the Sabetha Sub-State, beat Jeff West on Friday, then beat Marysville on Saturday, 39-31. The Panthers have now won eight consecutive coming into tonight's contest. For Rock Creek, they've won six games in a row. They won their Sub-State at Council Grove, beating Rossville in the opening round by 41, beat Chapman in the Friday semifinal by 30, and then got a little bit of a test on Saturday before beating St. Mary's 55-43. Both these teams have lost to St. Mary's, as Jake mentioned, not only last year in Sub-State, but earlier this season in the regular campaign. So only five losses total between Royal Valley and St. Mary's. They've both lost, or between Rock Creek and Royal Valley, but they've both lost to St. Mary's here this season. Both teams beat Silver Lake, also Marysville, a few common opponents between these clubs coming into tonight. Quick look at our coaching matchup, and then we'll take a timeout. Our pregame brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, just off Highway 75 in Holton. Royal Valley, under the direction of first-year head coach Chris Brown, has spent 6 years racking up 90 wins at Jackson Heights and led the Cobras to a state basketball championship, and now has Royal Valley to their first state tournament appearance in his first season in Hoyt. Rock Creek, led by a veteran, Jim Johnston. This is his 18th year. He comes into tonight with 276 career wins. One other side note to the coaching matchup, a new assistant for Rock Creek, just as it was in football earlier this year, Rock Creek assistant Justin Smith is a Jackson Heights graduate, Jackson County native, that is back after spending some time coaching high school hoops in the state of Oregon, and now here at Rock Creek as an assistant for the Mustang basketball squad this season. Let's take our Boomer Steakhouse pregame timeout. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups and talk about more keys to this matchup. It's Royal Valley and Rock Creek. It's 3A state tournament basketball. Only the winner moves on to Hutchinson in the semifinals on Friday. The loser will finish their season here tonight. You're listening live to FM 103.9 KNZA and streamed online worldwide and free. Click the Listen Live audio tab at msesports.net.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman's, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With five auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Three-pointer, bang! Oh, are you serious? Slam, jam, bang! Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Rock Creek High School. Justin Flukjik Spalding with you. Our studio engineer tonight is Chance Link. It is Royal Valley and Rock Creek here for the opening round of the Class 3A State Tournament. We're going to jump to our starting lineups tonight that are brought to you by Holt House Auto House. Check out their lineup of used vehicles on the lot in Fairview or online at holthouseautohouse.com. Royal Valley will be the visitors. They're in their road purples tonight. And Rock Creek in the home whites with the black numerals, letters, and trim. Same starters that these two teams have been accustomed to here throughout the season. Here's the Royal Valley starters. They'll go 6'5 junior Brady Klotz with 6'4 junior Mason Thomas. Also starting is 6'3 junior KJ Miller. Nogswa Wessick is 6'5 junior. And to complete the lineup of five starting juniors at the guard spot, it'll be 5'11 junior Jake Kelly. So Kelly, Wawasik, Miller, Thomas, and Klotz for the 20-3 Royal Valley Panthers. For the Rock Creek Mustangs, who are 21-2, they lost to St. Mary's, but then won 11 consecutive. They were 13-2. Last time they lost a game was to Marysville by 4. That's the opponent that Royal Valley, of course, just beat by 8. Rock Creek split with Marysville this season. They've won 6 in a row coming into tonight. For Jim Johnston, his starters tonight will include 6'2 senior Dawson Zinger. We talked about 28 points a game. In the backcourt, it's 5'9 senior Mason Sturdy and 5'10 senior Brooks Whaley. And in the post, Caden Vendusky, that Jake mentioned, a 6'3 senior averaging 12 rebounds per game. And also 6'4" junior Charlie Killingsworth for Rock Creek, rounding out their starting lineup. So Venduska, Killingsworth, Whaley, Sturdy, and Zinger for the Mustangs, 21-2 on the season. We'll take one more time out here in just a little bit. Again, our pregame presented by Boomer's Steakhouse in Holton, and the starting lineups courtesy of Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Chris Brown checking at the scores table for how the starters will be introduced and the time frame for the national anthem as well. I believe we'll have the anthem before they announce the starting lineups here at Rock Creek, but man, this should be a fun one. You hope that Royal Valley can kind of rise to the occasion. They're a team that doesn't show a lot of emotion, I guess.
Yeah.
They seem pretty even keel out here coming into this big gym and knowing they have to play great basketball to win in advance tonight.
You know, swagger is a phrase that's been mentioned a lot over the last few years, and maybe the last decade or so, and that's something that Royal Valley has. It's not overconfident. It's not riding the highs too high, the lows too low. That's what they've been built on. Chris Brown coaches that way as well. He's a very even-keeled coach, doesn't get too fired up, doesn't get too upset. And it's a good match, and that's why you've seen such a successful year for them this year at 20-3 coming into the state tournament as the first time ever in school history. It's been a great marriage between the players that were already there and a head coach that's been there and brought that back here as a full culmination between. It should be a phenomenal game tonight. It's going to be a tight game. I don't expect either team to run away from one or the other. One team might get up by 6, 8, 10 points, but that's not going to be the end of this ball game. That's going to be a run, and this basketball game tonight is going to see run after run, but I'm so excited to see how each team decides to defend against the superstars from the other.
Again, we're streaming online with live audio worldwide and free at mscsports.net. Click the audio tab and select KNZA to listen live to tonight's 3A State Boys Tournament quarterfinal game. Rock Creek and Royal Valley, one final timeout on this pregame brought to you by Boomer's Steakhouse of Fulton. We'll come back for the opening tip in a couple minutes here on KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com. or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And welcome back just after 6 o'clock here on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. It's Rock Creek and Royal Valley. The winner will advance to the 3A Boys State Semifinals. Those will be coming up on Friday. We already know we'll have one big 7-league girls team competing in Hutchinson on Thursday later this week, and that is the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays as Sabetha advanced to state, the final four anyway, by winning last night against Silver Lake. That was a Big 7 and Mid-East League matchup as well. Only two teams from our area have qualified for the final four in the state semifinals, joining Sabetha, the Donovan West girls, a big win last night at Little River, and they'll head to Dodge City in 1A Division 1 for the girls' state semis coming up later this week. Only other game going on this evening on our MSC radio network of broadcast is in Class 2A. The Valley Heights girls are hosting Wabunsee. That one's set to begin as well here, and that is on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. Starting lineup still being finalized and introduced here inside this new gymnasium at Rock Creek High School. It'll be Zinger, Sturdy, Whaley, Killingsworth, and Vandusky for Rock Creek. Thomas, Wawasik, Kelly, Klotz, and Miller for the Panthers. Jake, you got any final thoughts or keys to this matchup anymore tonight?
Yeah, I'd say keys right now. When I'm looking on the floor, as you see Royal Valley looking across the way, they're looking at the starters being announced here for the Mustangs, and they just saw Dawson Zinger get announced. They saw the crowd reaction. This crowd right now is phenomenal. Royal Valley, as always, brings a massive crowd. Rock Creek on their home side, a pretty good crowd as well. But I would say right now, Royal Valley has outfanned Rock Creek here as people in attendance. This could become a big key, especially you'll hear it tonight across our radio because this Royal Valley Panther crowd gets very loud. I think that's a big key actually tonight. I think involvement from the crowd involvement gets those juices flowing for these teams. But Dawson Zinger is a kid I'm excited to see in person. He's a kid, as you mentioned, gets talked about a lot in Northeast Kansas. How will Roll Valley defend? Will they come out in zone? Roll Valley is a very zone-friendly style of a team. They like to extend that zone. Will they be man-to-man against Zinger? You mentioned Coach Smith from Rock Creek said every team they play this year has tried every defense to try and slow him down, and he still gets 25 points a game. So how will they defend tonight against Dawson Zinger? That's going to be fun to watch for. And if you're Rock Creek, you got to find a way to stop a three-headed monster. And that's not even counting Mason Thomas. My three-headed monster tonight for Roll Valley, K.J. Miller, Brady Cloth, and, of course, Nigel Wesley.
Real quickly, the other games in the 3A state tournament, the other quarterfinals going on tonight. Hayes GMP is playing at Hugoton. The Hugoton girls will face the Bethel Thursday. Also tonight, you have Wichita Trinity at Heston, and Wellsville is playing at Galena. Here we go. Royal Valley starts with the basketball. The Panthers will move left to right. They get it into Klotz here at Rock Creek as we're just underway. K.J. Miller against the man-to-man defense of the Mustangs. Thomas has been kind of quiet as of late, especially last week in sub-state. Now a lob down low to Klotz, tough catch in traffic. Couldn't quite finish. Pretty good look, though. A nice lob pass from Wawasik.
That's two paint touches, that first possession by Royal Valley, and they want to get the ball down low to Klotz. We talked about the size advantage for the Panthers. They try to exploit it early, just missed the bunny.
Setting up offense, Brooks Whaley for the first time here for Rock Creek. Over on the far side, there is Zinger. He gets into the lane, a little teardrop floater up and in, and didn't take us long to see the offensive production from Zinger.
Two guys came in defense there for Royal Valley. He just hit the teardrop over both of them. He can hit from anywhere. He'll create his own shot if he needs to.
Mustang score for the first points of the night. Here's Wawasik at the left elbow. Without the dribble now, he'll flip it up top to Kelly near the Mustang at mid-court, kind of blended in with that circle. Pass up top to K.J. Miller. This lob to Klotz is intercepted. Good defense as Miller turns it over for the first time for Royal Valley. And in transition, the shot blocked from behind away from Zinger.
Yeah, that was K.J. Miller. He turned the basketball over but got back defensively, swapped it away for the Panthers.
Well, once it kicks to Kelly, it dribbles to the tip of the circle, and now Thomas has it with 90 seconds gone by. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped by Kelly, but the Mustangs control it. It's Caden Vandusky, 12 rebounds per game. He's third on the team, scoring 7.5 points a game behind Whaley, who averages 8, and Zinger's 28 points a game as Coach Johnston calls the play against also a Royal Valley man-to-man D, and there's a foul by Mason Thomas having some words with Coach Chris Brown. Coach Zinger and Thomas were a little tangled up there.
Well, again, Coach Chris Brown, he wants this tight man-to-man defense, but he doesn't want to pick up easy, cheap fouls early on. Thomas went for a steal. He was three steps too late. That was an easy call for the official with not even 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter.
Whaley to the far corner. Zinger, Kelly right now is on him as the Panthers go box and one right now. They have a box and one with Kelly on Zinger and the other guys at the four corners. So Kelly get plenty of help. Zinger up top. Klotz helps him there. The pass goes over on the right wing to Sturdy. Boxing one, something certainly Rock Creek seen this season. Here's Whaley down the lane, and he'll be fouled. Kind of bailed him out because he wasn't going to get a good look. He was trying to scoop something up with the ball down around his knees. And we'll head to the free throw line here to shoot two on the second Royal Valley foul.
Yeah, that one's on Brady Klotz. Just, again, you're a big man like that. You go straight up. You don't need to dig down on the basketball. And Whaley, as you mentioned, he was in trouble, but bailed out there by Klotz at the line for two.
Phenomenal receiver on the Mustang football team. Misses the first free throw. He's 69% on the year. Both these teams have been good at the line this season. Well over 60% shooting free throws. Still a 2-0 Rock Creek lead. 5:45 to go here in the first. Whaley will dribble and now take aim. A second free throw is on the way, and this one is good. It's 3-0 Mustangs.
He collected himself there a little bit more. Whaley took more time on that free throw. And now the Panthers, they're down 3-0. I mentioned no team's going to run away from the other, but you're going to see a game of runs. Right now the Rock Creek Mustang defense has been good the first 3 minutes.
Well, Wesley gets a touch here on offense. He tries to drive on Whaley, off balanced and fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And I feel like Wesley will have some opportunities to create some shots. This Rock Creek team isn't very big. I mean, Royal Valley's bigger at almost all five positions out there on the floor. Well, Wesley can do some things even as a guard at 6'5", and that time going to the basket, gets fouled and heads to the line where he misses free throw number one.
And that foul's on Dawson Zinger. You're going to see Zinger manned up against Wawasik. That's mano a mano, best versus best, and Wawasik's going to have to attack the rack tonight.
Now it's just the second free throw, Royal Valley's first point of the evening. And our first substitution of the night now brings in Royal Valley's Trayson Murata, a 5'9 sophomore. About as deep as Royal Valley went. They played just about six guys, and Rock Creek's pretty similar. They only play about six, seven guys here tonight. Down low, somebody lost track of Caden Vendusky for Rock Creek. It's a wide open, easy lay-in.
And when you got multiple eyes trying to find Zinger, that's going to leave somebody open. Too many eyes focused on him there.
Shot by Quats, knocked away. Here comes Rock Creek wanting to run. Killing Smith ran into Miller and traveled with the basketball. Turnovers now even at one apiece. We've seen already pretty good defense by both squads here so far.
Yeah, the difference right now is the fact that Rock Creek's creating their own shot. Roll Valley's came out with a strategy. They're going to try to pound the rock down low. As Rock Creek, they're giving the baseline open for Klotz on the block. They're fronting the big man at all costs.
Panthers down low to Awasik. He's posting up on Whaley. Has a good size advantage, and he gets bumped here, but this foul's on the floor. Rock Creek leading it 5-1. We're at 4:44 left in this first quarter as Mr. Josh Tanking, the official that signals this foul on Mason Sturdy. Panthers get it into Klotz, back to Noggs on the baseline. 15-footer up and short. Long rebound for Rock Creek. Mustangs push it ahead in transition. It's Zinger. Missed it, but follows it up and in. Boy, an easy putback there for Zinger.
Zinger's just, again, he can create his own shot. He threw that off the window expecting contact, no whistle, but he follows his shot, an art that has been lost here in high school basketball.
Now a steal by Zinger. Here he comes up the court, right side. Layup blocked, but it's rebounded and put back in. Boy, Mason Thomas blocked it from behind, but it was followed in by Brooks Whaley. Great block by Thomas to kind of stuff that one against the backboard, but nobody else for the Panthers able to get the loose ball rebound off the big Royal Valley turnover.
Yeah, nobody was home. That was a great defensive effort by Thomas, but how about Brooks Whaley? He was trailing. He did what you're supposed to do in a run-out opportunity. Be there for the cleanup, and he cleans it up for an easy basket.
9-1 as we get our first timeout of the night called by Royal Valley. Our timeout tonight presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. You can visit them online at popcorngifts.net. So the Panthers got to settle down a little bit as they've turned it over a couple times. And even in transition, now two straight possessions that Rock Creek has gotten an offensive rebound and a putback to get this 9-1 lead.
Again, when you have the size advantage, you don't have to think about putting a body out of body at all times, right? Well, that's wrong, especially in transition opportunities. Royal Valley's got to find a way to get a white jersey and put a hip on them to get these boards, because right now Rock Creek, unbelievably, is out-rebounding Royal Valley.
Now, no, it's Klotz off the glass, and the Panthers have their first field goal of the night. Desperately needed that one.
That was a great, great set there by Coach Chris Brown. Out of the timeout, immediately to the corner to Knox. Nice dime down low.
Little shake and bake. Zinger baseline hands it off, and a block from behind by Wawasik, stuffing Caden Vendusky. And one thing I've noticed here, Jake, agree or disagree, the officials look like going to kind of let them play tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty physical game.
And I like that, especially at state tournament basketball time. You let these boys play, and we got a very veteran crew tonight as well.
Here's Zinger struggling to get a shot off, and he took a little hop there, and it'll be called for the travel. That's turnover number two on the Mustangs.
This is an opportunity for Royal Valley. I talked about runs. Royal Valley was down by eight, but now they got it back within six. Big turnover there defensively. How do they transition that into the offensive side again? I've looked for Brady Klotz.
No underclassmen on the floor. Here's a three by Thomas straight away. He got it! Boy, that'll give him some confidence. A big hit by Mason Thomas with the triple.
Big time shot. You mentioned confidence. He's a confident style of shooter. He's got to have that confidence in order to put it up again. Nice job by him. Top of the key three. It's a three-point game.
23 three-pointers now made by Mason Thomas on the year. 3:12 and the clock moving here in the first quarter. Whaley up top, lobs to the high post. Vendusky defended tightly over on the near wing, killing Smith. He drives, hands it off, and another block from behind. Boy, I can't say that I disagree. Thomas gets another stuff from behind, but most of the times you feel like the officials just automatically blow their whistle if a guy's out of position. But those were pretty clean blocks by Thomas despite being beat and blocking it from behind.
Phenomenal job defensively again by Mason Thomas as Rock Creek finally gets it triggered in.
Get past, near side Sturdy, that's blocked, but an offensive foul underneath against Rock Creek.
This is going to go against Rock Creek's Charlie Killingsworth, and I'll tell you, K.J. Miller knew it was coming. He's the one that got picked by Killingsworth. Killingsworth did not set his feet, and Miller kind of aided the official in making that call. He is such a pivotal part of this Panther team, K.J. Miller.
Valley has scored five consecutive points, and now they have the basketball. 2:45 to go. Now, though, Miller working hard. There's a block shot from behind by Killingsworth. So both teams getting after it on the defensive end, around the defender, and a wide-open layup by Brooks Whaley, while Wellsing tried to poke it away. No help defense for the Panthers.
We're talking about Dawson Zinger all night long, but look at Brooks Whaley. He's got 5 points in the game now for the Panthers to lead him.
That was way too easy in transition. 11-6 to score. Deflection by Whaley. Miller gets it back. Little floater into the lane, and it rolls in. First point for K.J. Miller, and a timeout. Actually, it might have been a touch of the basketball after it went through the goal.
Yeah, that's a warning.
Yep. 2:16 left here in the first quarter. It's a three-point game again, 11-8.
Good job by the officials just stopping it, calming down, saying, hey, this is what happened. We don't want that to happen again. But you get so juiced into this style of a game. You have a big shot like that, you're going to smack the basketball down, push it out of bounds.
Four different players have already scored for the Panthers here with 6 minutes gone by. Here's Zinger up top against Kelly in the box and one. Panther D, baseline drive, Killingsworth. Panthers wanted to travel as he kind of dipped in there, but instead it's a foul against Royal Valley. This is their third team foul, and the personal on K.J. Miller is first. Zinger to get it inbounded underneath the basket. On the left wing to Sturdy, back to Zinger in the near corner.
Right there was an opportunity for Royal Valley not to let Zinger touched the basketball again after he triggered it in, but they couldn't get there in time.
Finding Whaley coming to the basket, shot fake, drew contact and missed the shot, but Wawusik will be called for his first personal foul. And I love how both teams are really attacking. They're trying to draw contact. They're really, all the offense for both teams really going to the basket right now.
Which is, again, that's what good teams do. That's why they are both in the state tournament. That's why they both have a combined five losses on the year.
Two free throws here. The first for Whaley is good. He's 2-for-3 at the line, and as Jake mentioned, having a great start with 6 points, only averaging 8 per night.
Yeah, not a guy you look on the scout as one you need to focus on, but when you have a stud like Zinger, the defense is going to focus on him. Someone else needs to step up. Whaley's done that so far.
Second free throw. Whaley, the only guy that's attempted free throws for Rock Creek, and he's made 3 of 4. He has 7 points, and the lead is 5 here for the home Mustangs.
Largest lead of the game's been 8 for Rock Creek. Roll Valley's got it within three a couple different times here in this first quarter, but not much closer than that.
Miller looking high low, nothing there. Kelly over to Wawusik, far corner now. Thomas finds Klotz at the high post, down but too high, over the top and through the hand of K.J. Miller. That's turnover number 3 on Royal Valley.
I like the action right there from Royal Valley. They're going high low action. Miller's flashing at the post. Double team comes to him. You go high post to Klotz, who just overthrows K.J. Miller on the block. It would have been an easy lay-in.
Walking to the other end, Mason Thomas says, hey, Brady, shoot that. Take that shot. The mid-range jumper there. Here's a backdoor cut intended for Zinger, but Kelly poked it away, and it's out of bounds off Jake Kelly, so Rock Creek will keep it. 69 seconds left here in the first. 13-8, Rock Creek leads.
You know, we talked about Kelly not being the scorer for Royal Valley, but he's a great defender. That's why he's drawn the tall task of guarding against Whaley.
Zinger gets an open look. 3-point shot is good, and he's got 7 now. Came off a screen on the inbound play, and the first Mustang triple puts him up by 8 again.
Cannot give him any space at all from the outside. I watched him warm up, and he was draining him from about 30 foot.
Klotz finds Thomas. Shot from the foul line is in and out. Rebounded by Rock Creek. Vinduska got another one. And now here comes Zinger as the Mustangs come across half court, catch their breath, and may hold for the final shot of this quarter. It's been a good start for Rock Creek, leading 16-8. They've scored the last 5 points in a row, a couple free throws, and then the 3 by Zinger.
Yeah, you're up by 8. Coach Johnson says, yeah, we'll hold for one final shot. If I'm Coach Chris Brown, I tell Jake Kelly, get out on him, get that count started, force the issue here. Looks like Royal Valley might just sit back a little bit here for the final 20 seconds.
Zinger dribbles to the near side in front of the Royal Valley bench. Coach Brown and Coach O'Neill has certainly been to state a few times, won some titles as the coach at Scott City and then Topeka Seaman before landing in Hoyt. His pass tipped up in the air and out of bounds off Klotz, so now 3.7 seconds for Rock Creek to get a shot up and try to increase this 8-point lead.
Well, again, Royal Valley defense forced that issue right there and a good deflection, but they got to get one more stop here.
Zinger going to get it into Whaley, back to Zinger, catch, fakes, and he got plowed into. Wow, they let him play. 0.7 seconds. I can't believe Klotz didn't get a foul call there. Zinger can't either. Klotz basically just went falling right into Zinger. I mean, they're letting him play, but man, that was, I mean, all but tackled him. Here's an alley-oop to the lane, a tip that's no good, intended for Killingsworth at the buzzer, and Rock Creek still leading 16-8. The Mustang coaches want to ask If that wasn't a foul, maybe what was or what will be here tonight? We'll take a timeout, a one-minute break. It's Rock Creek 16 and Royal Valley 8 for 3A Boys State Tournament Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt has the products you need for your livestock operation. From liquid feed to mineral and feed tubs for cattle and horses. Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt. Proud to support local schools and student athletes. For more than 30 years, Earhart Excavating has been a family-owned business. With Bob and Nick Earhart in Hoyt, they do excavating, grading, and utility business, including waterline, sewers, and driveways. For your next project, call 966-6182. Earhart Excavating in Hoyt.
Taylor Klopnock is a licensed realtor for Keller Williams One Legacy Partners and a proud Royal Valley graduate. If you're considering buying or selling property in the Jackson County and surrounding areas, call Taylor Klopnock at 207-0663. Good luck, Panthers, from Taylor Klopnock, licensed realtor with Keller Williams One Legacy Partners.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American-themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
Kansaland Radio.
Start of the second quarter, shot up and missed, and Royal Valley has the rebound as that bucket in the lane missed by Caden Venduska, and Rock Creek fans a little unhappy about the lack of whistles here at the moment, but a comfortable lead of 16-8 as the Panthers set up shot in the road purple. Here's a three by Wawasek. Bingo! Wawasek tickling the twine in his first field goal. No doubt Royal Valley has to have him play big tonight.
Absolutely. You know, we talked about how we need him to attack the rack. That time he just squared it up from the outside, said, you know what, I'll take this open three.
25 trays for Wawasek this season. He cuts the deficit to five. Zinger working against Kelly. Got a screen. Thomas steps out to help, and now Whaley sends it over to Sturdy. No substitutions for Rock Creek. It's been their starting five here so far all night tonight. And for Royal Valley, all but about 20 seconds the same way. Murata came in for Kelly very briefly. Here's Zinger, a long three, and missed it. And the rebound to Mason Thomas of Royal Valley.
Long threes result in long rebounds. Good rebound there by Mason Thomas.
Miller, the trailer, sends it to Kelly. Wawasek gets it off the screen. Lobs across, nice. No backside help. Easy layup. There's the high-low. Wawasek pumping his fist. Brady Klotz has his second bucket.
5-0 run to begin this second frame. Exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Royal Valley. And again, Brady Klotz is going to have to be huge here tonight down on the block.
High post, Venduska back to Whaley, trying to get by Klotz. Kept the dribble alive, now bounces it to Venduska out on the right wing to Sturdy. Sturdy back in the lane, the kick out, faking a three, it's Killingsworth. Nice ball movement, Sturdy from downtown, and that's Mason Sturdy, another role player with a huge shot for Rock Creek.
That was in rhythm that time. Good inside-out action by the Rock Creek Mustangs. Rotation came late for the Panthers.
Here's Klotz, a three-point shot. No good. And nobody there to rebound for Royal Valley.
Probably not the shot that Coach Brown wanted to see that early in that possession, especially with nobody down low.
Here's Zinger, foul line. He gets it again. So good in transition. The scouting report says he pulls up and shoots from anywhere, and it's like he's just making layups.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it looked like. It was smooth. It was easy. That was even through traffic. But he makes it look so simple, does Zinger.
Thomas has it. Panthers back down by eight here. As the ball deflected out of bounds near Coach Johnston and the Rock Creek bench. Got the Rock Creek student section at one end and their band at the other end of this gymnasium as Trayson Murata returns and Kelly gets another quick rest here for the Panthers. 5:30 to go here in the first half. Thomas thought about a long three. Murata has it, and now Wawasek near side. Panthers have been patient, trying to get it in. Wawasek to the basket, and coughed out, but he's going to get two free throws. I thought that one was going to stick. A tough, tough attempt there on Wawasek. I'm surprised he got it up, and it had a chance to enter the cylinder.
That was a great move there by Wawasek. Got a mismatch against Venduska, who picks up the personal. Back to the line now is Wawasek for two.
First one is way short. He's one of three at the line, the only Panther to attempt a free throw. Our team fouls are now even at four. A 21-13 Rock Creek lead. They jumped out 9-1, and Panthers have been trying to fight back. Wawasek games at his second, and that one's pure. He's got 5 points to lead the Panthers.
Again, this is it's early in the ball game right now, Justin, but I'll tell you one thing, is that this feels like a huge defensive possession for the Panthers. You're down by seven. You're starting to get into a groove offensively, but how do you slow down this Rock Creek Mustang team?
Zinger gets separation and hits a three. Holy moly, he's got 12. And Noel Vine is going to have to do something different. Little Tracy Murata trying to fight through screens and just quick little pull up in her lead singer, knocking down another triple.
Just crossed it over in the lane. It was a nice job. Backed it up to the 3-point line and hits bottom.
Well, Lusick on the right side. Panthers now down double digits for the first time this evening. Murata top of the key. Drives, floats it to Wawasik. Miller posting up, can't get the ball. Murata to Thomas. Klotz hanging out in the far corner, now gets a touch. And the pass deflected and stolen away. Four turnovers on Royal Valley.
Did not like that offensive possession there. There was no balance on the floor. You had Murata and Thomas running into each other on the offensive side.
They call that reach-in foul, and it's going to be number two on Brady Klotz. Team foul number five on the Panthers. First player with the second foul. 4:31 to go till the break.
And that's big because Coach Chris Brown needs Klotz to stay in this ball game.
Zinger tried to get it in but deflected. Then Dawson got it back, but he was still standing partly out of bounds. So Rock Creek will turn it here over underneath their own basket, still leading 24-14.
Well, I said that was a big defensive possession a moment ago. Mustangs hit a three. This is a huge offensive possession here for the Panthers. 4.5 to go in the half, down by 10.
Murata still brings up the basketball and finds Thomas. Down low to Klotz, didn't catch it cleanly, but saves it in. Miller at the high post, out to Wawasik, straightaway three, dagger! Wawasik with his second of the quarter, he's heating up, it's 24-17.
Again, a hustle play there by Klotz to keep it alive, now it goes back defensive side. How do the Panthers respond after a big three from Noggs?
There's a traveler foul, they
wow.
Call it a foul, got everybody waiting to see what it was going to be there. Another Panther picking up his second personal.
And if Klotz's second wasn't huge, Miller's is even bigger because those are your two bigs that we've talked about so much in this ball game. How important they're going to be for this contest. Coach Brown says you both got to stay in this game. He might take a timeout. No.
He's used the only timeout called so far here in this game. Rock Creek with the ball. Zinger scoots outside the paint. Now Wawasik is defending him man-to-man. Get pass over to Sturdy in the far corner. And a steal pass by Wawasik. One on three without numbers. Knox steps around into
wow.
The lane and lays it in. One on three, and Wawasik beats them all. He's got 10.
That was slick right there from Knox. That was a Euro step, but it was a smooth Euro step through defenders.
Panthers now on a 5-0 run with 3:30 to go in the half. Down 10 and now down just 5. Zinger has 12 already, and Wawasik has 10. The superstars came to play. Here's another drive to the basket, but a travel this time against Killingsworth. That's turnover number 5 on Rock Creek.
Yeah, and Coach Johnson saying, hey, that's what Knox did on the other side. No, the difference here was that Wawasik didn't drag his back foot after the Euro step. Killingsworth drug his back foot on that Euro step. Easy call for the official.
Panthers could make it a one-possession game. Jake Kelly back in there. Wawasik on the right side. One-on-one against Mason Sturdy. Flip it over to Kelly. Everyone kind of catching their breath. Thomas had a notion to shoot the three. He'll pass it back up top.
Mustangs in a 3-2 zone right now, trying to keep that ball out of the middle of the lane.
Pass went over the head of K.J. Miller. I don't know if he was quite ready for it. Thomas turns it over, and our turnovers are even at 5. 5-point game. 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Winner advances to play in the Final Four Friday in Hutch. Here's a nice pass to the baseline and an easy layup by Charlie Killingsworth.
That's what happens when you don't have help side defense that helps the helper. K.J. Miller slid up to help on the drive that time by Whaley, and a good back cut that time by Killingsworth, the easy bucket.
Klotz and Vendusco really banging down low. Now Brady flashes to the high post and lost the handle as the pass came to him. Royal Valley keeps getting within 5, but then turning it over. Now a foul from behind, number 3 on Brady Klotz. At that time, not a clean rejection, and Dawson Zinger, so good in transition, that's really his best part of his game, and now he's going to get 2 more free throws.
And that's what Coach Chris Brown's telling right now to Brady Klotz. He's saying, hey, I'll tell you one thing right now, as Coach Johnson's going to take a timeout, is that you got to know right there, let him have the layup. You can't pick up that third foul. But he's also talking to the officials saying, hey, on the other end, we need some help back to our side, because he pointed to the scoreboard and said there's 17 fouls on us, only 4 on Rock Creek.
Let's take a timeout. We'll return in half a minute. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. Our score at Rock Creek is the Mustangs 26, the Royal Valley Panther Boys 19 here on KNZA.
The Tap and Feed Shed in Hoyt is open every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Follow the Tap and Feed Shed on Facebook to see specials each day or try their famous wings and burgers plus drinks and desserts. The Tap and Feed Shed Sports Bar open Thursday through Saturday in Hoyt. For the past 30 years, Bussin Builders has been building quality homes built to last. Your local contractor for residential or commercial buildings, contact Marty at 785-817-7108 for your next building project. Bussin Builders Incorporated, proud supporters of Panther Sports.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Chan Plank, Justin Pukchek Spalding back with you here at Rock Creek High School. 26-19, Mustangs leading as Dawson Zinger will head to the foul line for the first time tonight. Oh, by the way, an 81% free throw shooter has 12 points to lead all scorers here in this game. Coach told me that the last 2 days, Zinger watched 15 hours of game film against Royal Valley. He said he lives, eats, breathes, and even sleeps watching game film basketball.
That's phenomenal, and that's what you want from a senior leader, a kid who, you know, you mentioned it, he's not really getting the high-up looks from next level at college. He's getting kind of the lower-level looks, and surprised you. We've seen him here in the first half. He's got 14 in the first half.
28-19, Rock Creek extending the lead to 9. They've led by as many as 10. Approaching the 2-minute mark here in quarter number 2. Royal Valley was down 16-8 at the end of the first. While Wessick leads them with 10 points. It's Murata out there and Kelly. As Klotz now on the bench with 3 personal fouls. Thomas and Miller as well. Mason will fake, now shoot. Foul line jumper good. Mason's second field goal of the night.
Right now you got Mason Thomas with 5. You need him to pick it up here if you're the Royal Valley Panthers, and you need to see KJ Miller start getting some buckets as well, especially with Klotz on the bench.
Zinger sends it out to Sturdy. Now back to Zinger. Working against Wawesik. Little stop and go. Blocked out of bounds by Wawesik. He's definitely got about 2 to 3 inches, 3 inches officially in the program, taller as Wawesik than Zinger. That might be helping Knox get a few more looks, you know, at some of the higher levels than Zinger's gotten so far. Just that extra size and athleticism. But in a pure shooter, Dawson Zinger, no doubt about it. Here's a baseline drive and a nice five. Boy, another wide open layup. And Duska. Well, Valley's defense has had some big breakdowns. I feel like Rock Creek's got nice passing to lead to some easy buckets.
Again, it's a help side defense. KJ Miller, phenomenal defender for this Panther team, but he's trying to dig down and help backside, and nobody's still in his spot.
Foul here as Mason Thomas looked to get something going in the paint. And it looks like they're going to give him 2 free throws with 69 seconds to go until halftime.
First foul on Brooks Whaley, and the Rock Creek faithful not happy that they called that in the act of shooting.
First of 2 free throws, good for Mason Thomas, 77% free throw shooter. Mason Thomas and the Panthers now 3 of 5 at the line. Free throw number 6 coming up here to try to make it a 7-point game. Thomas bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and missed it a little short. Vanduska with another rebound. Boy, I believe his stat line of 12 rebounds per game. He's easily got 6-7 here in the first half.
Again, he's the reason why we talked about he had a 30-20 game earlier this year. He can score on those easy bunnies, but, man, he is a rebound monster for this Mustang team.
Zinger off the screen to the foul line, shoots from the elbow. Wow. Lean-in jumper. Has he missed?
One. Maybe one.
It's a rarity. 16 points and a half now for Zinger. About right on his season average. He had a career-high 38 earlier this season against Chapman, I believe. Wawesik going to work. They cleared out for him to the baseline. Wawesik send it over to Murata. Now get it back with Brooks Whaley defending him. This is kind of a man-to-man full. We've seen different Rock Creek defenses here throughout.
Makings of a good coach, and Coach Johnson as well, mixing defenses up almost every other possession.
Well, Wessick with the clock now, 15 seconds left, getting a screen from Miller, stepping around Vanduska. Now Wawesik fakes, leans in, and scores. Mons Wawesik with 12, 5 seconds left in the half. Here comes Zinger in transition, double teamed. He flips it over to Vanduska, shot at the buzzer's up, no good. And it's a 6-point game here at halftime. Rock Creek 8-point game, and Royal Valley 24. So Rock Creek up 8 at the end of one quarter and up 8 still at halftime with our halftime show presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll return in a couple minutes here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls. Giant Communications is now pre-registering subscribers on the all-new wireless systems. These will get high-speed internet to more rural areas outside of city limits. If you want to be first in line to get installed, enter your address at giantcomm.net. Exciting news for Nortonville and Valley Falls and the rural communities surrounding them, as Giant Communications is now allowing pre-registration for subscribers on their new wireless system. Visit them online at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications, doing the right thing right since 1955.
At Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, we too often see a family struggle with the numerous decisions that must be made at the time of a death. Families are often unsure of what type of services they should have or how much to spend. That's why we encourage everyone to pre-plan. Pre-planning gives the family an opportunity to make those important decisions today and make the necessary financial arrangements. Call us today for a personal appointment to meet your pre-planning needs. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home. Meaningful services to celebrate life.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Houlton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Houlton, adjacent to the Houlton Hospital.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into the Halftime Show. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spalding. Our studio engineer is Chance Link, and our halftime score in the 3A State Tournament quarterfinal is Rock Creek leading it at home over at Royal Valley, 32-24. It was 9-1 to start this game. 8's kind of the magic number, I guess, Jake, because Rock Creek jumped up 9-1 in the first 4 minutes, still up 8 at 16-8 at the end of one quarter, and now leading by 8 at halftime, 32-24. After that slow start, Royal Valley's made some runs, but they haven't been able to get any closer than 5. Rock Creek hasn't led by more than 10, but the Panthers got some work to do in this final two quarters.
I'll tell you one thing that Chris Brown's talking about right now is defensive, not only transition, but defensive sets as well, because I just kind of drew it up for you a moment ago here on this sheet. The defense that Royal Valley's playing is a defense that I like. It is a hybrid man and zone. It's not a box in one. It's not a diamond in one. But they're manning up a couple of guys with backside help on a zone, and KJ Miller is doing a great job of filling on the baseline. A lot of drives to the baseline by either Whaley or Zenger for Rock Creek, but then the backside rotation, the backside wing defender for Royal Valley is not dropping down to the baseline to help, and that's the big key right now. Rock Creek is exploiting that open part of that defense, and that's why you're seeing Caden Venduska getting a layup, Charlie Killingsworth getting a layup. I mean, 6 points. Directly resulting off of lack of rotation on that Royal Valley backside. And you can't fault K.J. Miller. If he doesn't go over there to stop that baseline drive, it's an easy layup for Whaley or for Zenger. So he's got to go there. You've got to have some backside rotation coming in. And I guarantee you that's what he's drawing up right now on that whiteboard of the halftime locker room is, okay, boys, either we're going to go man-to-man and you're going to have to not foul, or you got to have backside rotation on this zone because it's killing us. Those 6 points, those three layups, pretty much the difference right now. That's 6 points. The difference is 8 on the scoreboard, but as you'll mention in just a moment, is free throw shooting as well. There's 2 point differences there. You accumulate those two things combined, this game, that's the separation.
Yeah, good breakdown is the scoring field goal percentage for Rock Creek is very high. They have not missed many shots at all, and part of that's because of what Jake mentioned, the shot selection that they're getting and the open looks that they're creating on the offensive end. Let's check those first half statistics. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return and tax preparation. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. That is Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onler in Holton. Or see any K-Tax services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For Rock Creek, they only played five guys. The bench did not have a second of action. Dawson Zinger living the billing up as he averages 28 a game. He's got 16 at the break, a couple threes, and two for two at the line. Brooks Whaley had seven in the first quarter to help get Rock Creek out in front early. 4 points for Caden Vendeska, a three for Mason Sturdy, and two for Charlie Killingsworth. For Royal Valley, they have four guys that have scored, while Wussett got 10 in the second quarter, including a couple trays. He's got 12 points here at the break. Thomas in a trifecta. He has scored six. Brady Klotz has four, and K.J. Miller has two. One problem for Royal Valley is Brady Klotz with three personal fouls, the only player in this game with three personals, and K.J. Miller has two as well. Jake mentioned a couple differences at the free throw line. Well, Rock Creek's 5 of 6. Royal Valley is 3 of 6. Three-pointers are even. The Panthers also have one more turnover than Rock Creek does here at the break. 32-24. The winner will advance to Hutchinson and play in the state semifinals on Friday. Valley Heights girls are winning against Wabunsee at halftime, 33-21. That's in 2A girls. The other game tonight on our MSC radio network, that one on 92.1 KMZA's. Valley Heights tries to make 2A state. We have the D-West girls in Class 1A heading to Dodge City, and the Sabetha girls in 3A heading to the state semifinals as well in Hutchinson coming up later this week. We owe you another timeout here on our halftime show, which is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best and home of the 110% price match guarantee, you have to get out of town to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll get Jake's keys to the second half. Get set for the third quarter when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I've dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online, too, at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
Now is not the time to be left out in the cold. Prepare yourself for the cooler temperatures this fall and winter with Prairie Van Propane. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Or for after-hour emergencies, contact them at 785-966-2721. And ensure that when your tank reaches the 20% remaining mark, you contact Prairie Van Propane for that fill-up so you don't get stuck out in the cold. Right off Highway 75, just north of Mayetta. And don't forget, you can pay your bill online at PBPropane.com. Prairie Van Propane, supplying propane in Northeast Kansas for over 60 years.
Since 1998, Stitham Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday, visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Adkins Insurance of Holton is an independent agency with insurance solutions tailored to you since 1941. Adkins Insurance offers all type of insurance. Good luck to the area teams from Ron at Adkins Insurance, located inside the Denison State Bank on Highway 75 in Holton. Online at AdkinsInsuranceWeb.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Justin Fluchik Spalding back with you. 32-24. Rock Creek is led throughout after jumping to a 9-1 lead, led by 8 at the end of one quarter, and still by 8 as we head to quarter number 3. And we talked about some of the things defensively that Royal Valley addressed, but they're going to need to go on a run. They're going to need to do that and get some stops. Plus, offensively, man, you feel like Wawasek can kind of score at will, but I felt like early on they were getting some post touches for Miller and Klopp, some nice high-low opportunities. I think once Wawasa got going in the second quarter, maybe that'll open some more things up for Miller and Klopp for the Panthers, because they're going to need a score here in the second half to make a comeback.
Absolutely. I mean, Rock Creek's done a great job of changing their defenses, kind of confusing Rural Valley, but Klopp will start the second half with those three fouls. I look for Rural Valley to come out early and often, get that paint touch. That's so important in their offense. Touch the ball in the paint one, two times before a shot goes up. That'll result in a Rural Valley run they desperately need here in this ball game.
Rural Valley starts with the basketball. They go right to left now on the road. Purples here in the second half. Miller dumped it down to Klotz, but he couldn't get a shot off, and then Brady threw it away. Seven turnovers on Rural Valley. Rock Creek nearly lost it out of bounds. Far side there for Mason Sturdy. We'll reset your Holthouse Auto House starting lineups as Rock Creek's had the same five on the floor since the start of the contest. That's Dawson Zinger, their leader, Mason Sturdy, Brooks Whaley, Charlie Killingsworth, and Caden Vandusky. Here's Zinger getting a backdoor cut and then finding Vandusky underneath. He's in front of Klotz, who couldn't do anything about it with three fouls, and Zinger gets the dime to Vandusky.
Yeah, look for Rural Valley defensively. Going to have to switch things up because Rock Creek, they'll be smart about that. They will just pound the rock down low and try to get Klotz out of that game with that fourth foul.
Rural Valley's line up as Kelly, Wawasik, Miller, Klotz, and Thomas. And here's Wawasik again scoring as they get it to him, and he wheels around and lays it in on the right side. 14 points for Knoggs, and Panthers still down 8.
Man, Knoggs has just got a great court awareness. He knew where he was on the floor, had some freedom on the baseline, took advantage.
Singer trying to drive against Wawasik. Kick out, now down low to Vandusky, working against Klotz again. That's a key matchup here early on in this third quarter. Singer wants Whaley to come get the basketball. That lineup reset again brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? A three by Singer over Knoggs is no good. Tip, and we got a foul underneath there going for the rebound. I think they call it against Royal Valley.
Yeah, K.J. Miller just picked up his third personal foul for the Panthers, going for a rebound, and he was battling against a smaller guy, Brooks Whaley, but Whaley put a body on a body, and Miller just pushed him out of the way.
Coming to the basket, the inbound to Whaley. That's tipped in the air, but man, the Panthers couldn't grab it. Now Zinger into the lane, little step back, fade away, bounces friendly and kind off the soft rims and through. 18 for Zinger.
And now you're going to see Rock Creek again attack the paint. Three fouls on each Miller and Klotz for the Panthers.
Here's a lob to Klotz. No backside help. Goes reverse side to the right and lays it in. Brady Klotz has three field goals as the Panthers score quickly, but still trail by 8. Last time they had a deflection, but they couldn't grab that loose ball. It looked like maybe they had a chance for the takeaway, but couldn't secure it, and Rock Creek scored.
Yeah, 50-50 balls are going to Rock Creek all night long, and Rural Valley's got to change that here.
Miscommunication is Whaley expecting the backdoor cut to Zinger, and he slammed the brakes and curled back out on the wing. That's turnover number 6 against the Rock Creek Mustangs with 5:42 to go, third quarter.
Is this the break that Rural Valley needed? A miscommunication, a simple thing by Rock Creek that time. Can they take advantage on the offensive side? They found success finding the ball in the lane here tonight.
First state tournament appearance for the Royal Valley Boys basketball program under first-year coach Chris Brown. While Wessex skip pass to Thomas against the 3-2 zone by Rock Creek. Klotz has it stripped out of his hands, and Zinger. Now Whaley up the court. Right side layup, no, but Zinger cleans it up. Whaley hits it back hard. Thomas, again, felt like he had a nice block from behind. But how many times have we seen that? The offensive rebound and stick back.
Yeah, two times tonight we've seen a block on the transition layup, but a cleanup there. That time it was Zinger.
Thomas lobbing it to Miller, tipped away, but KJ gets it back and scores. He's got 4.
He's got soft hands. He's a phenomenal post player for Rural Valley. That's just his second basket, though. How many times have I said so far tonight, the Panthers have got to get paint touches to Miller and Klotz down low. They found success. They've got to continue that.
Defensive rebounding has been a bit of a struggle here tonight for Rural Valley. There's a steal by Thomas. Takes it away. He's going to go up and kind of flip an awkward layup. What the heck was that?
That was a man expecting contact to come. Contact didn't come, and he was caught halfway up for a layup, and he misses it.
Underneath, Vandusky snuck behind Wawasu. And Vandusky has 8 points. Coach Chris Brown wanting a timeout and getting it with 4:16 to go. Rock Creek up 10. What a turn of events. He thought Rural Valley had a steal. I think Thomas was thinking, can I dunk this? I mean, just an indecision. And then, as you mentioned, when no contact came, he was kind of in a bad spot. Just had to throw up a prayer there after getting the steal. And Rock Creek answers at the other end.
Once again, just a mental mistake, a mental lapse by this Panther team. Again, this is their first state tournament appearance, but we've talked about the emotion. Don't ride the highs too high, the lows too low. This Panther team, a fire needs to be lit underneath them right now. Regain that focus, because now they're down by 10, the largest deficit tied here in this ballgame.
Let's step away and get a quick 30-second timeout in on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back. Our timeouts tonight are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Choose from all the different flavors, sizes, and varieties, or allow them to ship it worldwide. The website is popcorngifts.net. Coming up during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame, we'll pick a player to bank on tonight. That's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. So the Panthers do have the ball, but they're down 10, as they've been on like four different occasions. It seems like it goes from 5 to 10, and a lot of the night it's been an 8-point margin.
And last time they was down by 10, they went on a 5-0 run, but then Rock Creek answered with a run of their own. Roll Valley's got, again, paint touches are going to be key for this Panther team in the second half.
Same starting five for both squads out there out of a Panther timeout. They're second of the night. Here's Wawasik, a three near corner. Hit the glass.
Wow.
And got a friendly roll. Banking that from the corner. The Panthers take him any way they can get him here at the moment.
Man, we have an extended break. I'll tell you a quick story about a corner three that hit the side glass just like that.
That one kind of sit on the rim and then just fell through off the back iron. Wawasik has 17. Here's Sturdy. High post area, Killingsworth to the basket.
Wow.
Around Miller. And the foul trouble for Clawson Miller is becoming a concern because the Mustangs are driving it right at him.
Yeah, Killingsworth, he leaned into Miller. Miller knew he had to stay straight up, and he couldn't even try to contest that shot. Easy lay-in for Killingsworth, and a turnover here by the Panthers.
Bad pass by Jake Kelly, but then a double dribble on Rock Creek.
So
back-to-back turnovers. It looked like the Mustangs were going to have a breakaway transition opportunity there.
Absolute huge break there for Roll Valley, because you mentioned it. It was going to be a breakaway for Rock Creek. Again, is this an opportunity for the Panthers to take advantage of a mistake from Rock Creek?
Down 9, clock rolling, 3:15 to go here in the third. Miller, Thomas, left side of the paint to Klotz. Not an easy pass or catch. Klotz didn't get it where he really wanted it. The two players bickering a little bit. Total of 10 turnovers now on Royal Valley.
Yeah, just an errant catch that time from Brady Klotz. He wasn't expecting it maybe that high. I'm not sure, but Royal Valley missed a wide-open Mason Thomas on the back side of that zone.
Zinger extended on the left side. Up top it goes to Whaley, and near side now to Sturdy. Panthers are man-to-man defensively while Wessick on Zinger tried to intercept it but didn't. Now Zinger drives right at him, and that shot blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Rock Creek. 2:41 to go, third quarter.
Coach Jim Johnson about to take that mask right off and start barking in the ear of the official. Him and the Rock Creek faithful thought that was a lot of contact on Zinger with Wessick guarding him.
Zinger to trigger it in. Long pass back near half court. 42-33 our score. Mustangs have led throughout the night. Roll Valley fighting some foul trouble and turnover issues as well. Here's Sturdy faking, going up, blocked by Thomas, but a foul, Killingsworth, and Mustang's going to get the first two free throws here of the second half.
Once again, you're seeing Charlie Killingsworth. The average is just 7 points a game, but he's attacking the rack. He's forcing the issue here. That's the second foul now on Mason Thomas.
Quarterback of the football team put up some big-time numbers, did Killingsworth, for the Mustangs this season. Makes the first free throw. Second one on the way, and this one is off the back iron. But
wow.
An offensive rebound by Vandusky right between Thomas and Quanta. Now another foul against Royal Valley. How many times have they failed to get a rebound tonight, whether it's been in transition or this time off a free throw? Just seems like the Panthers losing that rebounding advantage pretty big, and now three fouls on Roll Valley and none on Rock Creek as well.
And also the third on Mason Thomas, too.
There's a drive and a layup. Good, and a big emphatic fist pump for Charlie Killingsworth, who scored 5 points in a row.
12-point lead now, the largest of the game for the Mustangs. Coach Chris Brown begging for an offensive possession here that is key, has got points. And then maybe look for Roll Valley to switch to some full-court pressure.
Pull-up jumper on the baseline while Wessick missed. Rebound tip. Klotz gets it, trying to force it over to Thomas, but he's fouled. First personal on Rock Creek here in this quarter. And Brooks Whaley is screaming at Vendowska there. I'm not for sure what about. Maybe he started to talk a little bit or say something. And pretty good leadership there by Brooks Whaley, the senior.
Second foul on Whaley.
Lean in, shot off the window, missed by Klotz. Miller battling for it. Down on the floor, tied up with Vendusken. We get a jump ball possession arrow favors Rock Creek, who leads now by 12. Biggest lead of the night, and the Mustangs will have the ball with a minute 52 left here in the third.
KJ Miller needs to hustle back here as Tyrell Valley maybe come out with some pressure here as, again, now there's a lot of game time left, 12-point game. Roll Valley can hit some outside shots, but the way this rhythm is going, the way that this roller coaster ride that we're on has been going, it's been all highs for Rock Creek and a lot of lows for Roll Valley. They need to start forcing the issue.
Still the starting five out there for both squads. Zinger working around a screen up top while Wessex stays with him. Now the float back pass to Whaley. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. Boy, a chance to go up 14 or 15 here and extend their largest lead. Rock Creek on their home floor in the white unis, content to be a little patient with it here, having a 45-33 advantage.
And why wouldn't you be? Take some air out of the basketball. You've been doing just fine on the offensive side. Again, forcing the issue as Coach Chris Brown tells his guys, man up, get a little bit closer now with a minute 10 to go in the third.
Killingsworth has turned it up in this third quarter. Here's a drive by Zinger, got contact and a missed shot around Miller. The ball tipped out of bounds. It'll go to Royal Valley.
Opportunity's knocking right now for this Panther team. You hold for one shot here with a minute to go. I say no. You attack the rack. You try and score here. You try to get some rhythm as we head to the fourth quarter. A big shot here could do just that.
While Wessex catching his breath as he flips it to Miller. Near side now, Thomas. He's defended by Killingsworth. Finds Kelly. Miller at the high post, gets a bounce pass, turns, floater, that partially blocked, but a foul, and not a ton of contact there, but Miller going to get a couple free throws, and Royal Valley needs all the points they can get, especially with the clock stopped here in the second half.
Killingsworth picked up his second. Miller to the line, 74% foul shooter on the year for the Panthers. This is the start of something you can see continue for this Panther team, getting to the line to shoot free throws, but Miller misses the first.
KJ, of course, missed quite a bit of time in the second half of the season, was in a walking boot on crutches for a while, battled his way back to compete in sub-state last week, and now tonight, the state tournament. Second free throw again, no good long by the lefty. And now Rock Creek going to hold for one shot here in the final 40 seconds of this third quarter.
And if I'm Coach Chris Brown, I say, you man up, you get out on them, do not let them run all this time off the clock, force the issue, maybe get a turnover, but make them run their offense, don't let this clock just tick away.
Dawson Zinger has 20 points for Rock Creek in this game, while Wessex has 17 to lead Royal Valley. Kelly trying to get a five-second count. Whaley got rid of it just in time, passing to Killingsworth.
Well, that was close, Justin.
15 seconds left here, and a timeout by Coach Johnston. As this will leave three timeouts remaining for both teams, and the Mustangs a chance to set up a play. 13 seconds left, third quarter. We'll take a break. This is a 30-second timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Main Street Salon in Hoyt is your one-stop beautification shop. Sarah offers a wide variety of services from haircuts for kids to adults to manicures and pedicures, eyebrow extensions, and tanning sessions. Online at MainStreetSalonLLC.com or call Sarah to schedule your appointment.
Kester Animal Clinic in Hoyt is your local veterinarian for large and small animals. Lifelong Hoyt resident Dr. Ed Kester is proud to be trusted with the health of your animals and takes pride in his experience and care provided. Kester Animal Clinic, a proud Royal Valley Panther supporter in Hoyt.
KNZA.
Welcome back, Rock Creek High School. Final 10 seconds now of the third quarter. Mustangs have it up by 12 to the far corner. A three by Mason Sturdy at the side of the glass. Panthers rebound. 3 seconds left while Wessex across half court. Gets it, shoots, and missed. And the tip by Thomas, no good. Boy, Panthers almost had an opportunity there, but while Wessex kind of lost his balance there as he crossed half court and couldn't get a real good set clean shot off before the buzzer.
But the big thing right there, they didn't allow a bucket. That was huge there defensively for this Panthers team heading to the fourth.
Can they come back from 12 down? 1 quarter to go. This is a 1 minute timeout here on Kansaland Radio.
Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt has the products you need for your livestock operation. From liquid feed to mineral and feed tubs for cattle and horses. Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt. Proud to support local schools and student athletes. For more than 30 years, Earhart Excavating has been a family-owned business. With Bob and Nick Earhart in Hoyt, they do excavating, grading, and utility business, including waterline, sewers, and driveways. For your next project, call 966-6180.
1982. Earhart Excavating in Hoyt.
Taylor Klobnock is a licensed realtor for Keller Williams One Legacy Partners and a proud Royal Valley graduate. If you're considering buying or selling property in the Jackson County and surrounding areas, call Taylor Klobnock at 207-0663. Good luck, Panthers, from Taylor Klobnock, licensed realtor with Keller Williams One Legacy Partners.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, Jake Spalding with you. While Wasik to the baseline, missed a shot, tipped up, and then tipped out. And it'll be Rock Creek basketball as Wasik battling there to keep it alive.
Once again, Wasik drive. That's the first really time we've seen in the second half where Knox has really attacked the rack. He absorbed a little bit of contact. That third quarter, we saw more whistles, I feel like, in the paint on drives. That time, no whistle comes, and an opportunity here for the Mustangs up by 12 with the basketball.
Still nobody with four fouls yet. That's good for Royal Valley because, yeah, Clotson, Miller, and Thomas all have three. Only three fouls on Royal Valley total in that third quarter. Here's a drive and an easy layup again. No help defense. The man defender got beat. Charlie Killingsworth has scored nine.
He is just coming to life here in the second half, Justin. He's, you know, again, you're going to focus on Zenger. That's fine. I'll step up.
Thomas, a three-point shot rattled in. Mason Thomas has come back to life on the offensive side tonight with nine, but the Panthers need a lot more of that. Still down by 11.
It all starts on the defensive side. How many breakdowns defensively have we said here tonight by this Panther team? They've got to get a stop. They've got to rotate. They've got to talk on this defensive side. They can play more aggressive now in the fourth.
Another drive, Whaley. This one tipped by Thomas out of play. It'll stay with Rock Creek. Two losses, fell to St. Mary's, then won 11 games in a row, lost to Marysville by four. Team that Royal Valley beat last week, actually just a few days ago, 39-31 in Sabetha on Saturday. Royal Valley has won eight games in a row, but needing a big comeback here to advance to the Final Four, the state semifinals in Hutchinson on Friday for the boys. Zinger will back it out. I think Rock Creek, we're going to see more patient offense from them. Now Zinger explodes, and that might have been partially blocked by Wawasik.
Yeah,
great defense after getting beat off the dribble. Thomas stops, finds Wawasik the trailer. Fakes, drives, spins, travels.
Ooh. Not sure if I agree with that there as Wawasik again. If you're going for a layup, if you're going to the basket like that, you'll get away with that two-step, but they call it with the travel. Again, a very veteran crew we've got here tonight in this opening round game of state.
Rock Creek moving left to right in this fourth quarter. 6 minutes remaining now. Killingsworth has scored seven of his nine here since halftime. Zinger just 4 points in the third quarter, but has 20 now for the night. He sends Whaley away, and Zinger says, I'm going to make him come out and get me a little weave offense set up here now by the Mustangs. A deflection by Kelly. Loose, going out of bounds. Saved in by Rock Creek. And yep. Over and back. Good call by the official to see that.
Coach Johnson wants an explanation. He says, hey, you were on the far side of the floor, and you ran all the way over there to make that decision, but this official was very much on that. He had one foot on either side of the half-court stripe. He had a great angle at it. Good call there by the official. And another opportunity knock in here for the Panthers. Here they down by 11.
Coach O'Neill stands up, taps the top of his head, and wants to see some motion here offensively. While Wasik looks to the sideline and will be picked up by Whaley. Panthers come four high out to Wasik. Popping up top, it's Murata. Trayson just came back in for Jake Kelly.
Hit
Thomas
it.
Filling it. He'll shoot again. Another three. Bingo! Mason Thomas' third triple gives him a dozen, and we got an eight-point game again.
Big-time shot there by Thomas. Now, can the Panthers, they've had two straight defensive possessions with a stop. Can they make it three to get another opportunity to narrow this lead down?
Killingsworth against the Panther man-to-man. Gets it back to Whaley. While Wasik D'd up on Zinger, we got a reach-in foul on the Panthers. Going to be their fourth this half, and a personal on Trayson Murata.
I'll tell you one thing. We got a couple stars here in this ballgame. We talked about it, and Brooks Whaley, Dodson Zinger, and Knoxville Wasik. But these players, when contact comes, they do a good job of assisting the officials a little bit with maybe a little extra drama when those contacts come.
Do anything and everything you can at this point to keep your season alive here in the state tournament this week.
Absolutely.
We go under 5 minutes to play in this contest, 47-39. Rock Creek briefly led by 14 at 47-33. Panthers have got 6 points in a row on a couple of trades by Thomas. Now needing another stop. Whaley and the Mustangs trying to take air out of the basketball to Zinger at half court.
And they'll just continue to run this offense. Again, screen, motion, guys coming out between the rings. They pass things out once again with Whaley.
Killingsworth defended by Thomas. And now backing it out to the timeline is Zinger. And Roll Valley's got to extend the pressure. Can't be content here to just play D and let the clock keep running. 4:20.
At some point, you got to have, whether it's a foul or something, to try to get this rhythm offset by this Mustang team.
Good dust, good as Zinger. Getting screens, dribbling it back up top while Wessick takes a look at the clock. Now without the dribble, Zinger gets rid of it to Killingsworth.
50 seconds have come off the clock in this one possession, Justin.
Four fouls on Royal Valley. They still got two free ones to give. Five fingers on the left hand and a fist on the right hand of the Panther coaches. Killingsworth, Thomas, a lot of guys have three fouls. Thomas blocked that shot. Killingsworth gets it back, dribbles underneath, and part of the problem for Royal Valley is they have three guys out there with three fouls. I know none of them probably real excited to pick up a fourth with still 3:44 to go.
And Mason Thomas just did. He picked up his fourth foul as Coach Johnson's going to take a timeout here, a full one, I believe. 3:44 to go in this one, Justin, and Rock Creek's offense has been stymied, but they're being patient. And Roll Valley's defense coach Chris Brown has a tall task right now to try and draw up something new on defense.
We'll take another timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Back in 30 seconds here on Kansaland Radio.
For the past 30 years, Buss and Builders has been building quality homes built to last. Your local contractor for residential or commercial buildings, contact Marty at 785-817-7108 for your next building project. Buss and Builders Incorporated, proud supporters of Panther Sport. The Tap and Feed Shed in Hoyt is open every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Follow the Tap and Feed Shed on Facebook to see specials each day or try their famous wings and burgers plus drinks and desserts. The Tap and Feed Shed Sports Bar open Thursday through Saturday.
KNZA.
The start of the state tournament's all looking a little different this year. Only four teams will make it to the state venues tonight at Rock Creek High School. The Mustangs have led throughout and still lead by eight as they did at the end of the first and second quarters. 3:44 to go in this game. Royal Valley trailing 47-39. Out of a timeout by the Mustangs, they have two left. Royal Valley with three timeouts left. Panthers defending man-to-man. We got to pick up the intensity here, still with another free foul to give. Near steal there, and Wawasek did take it away from Killingsworth. Up the court, he's fouled. That's going to be on the floor. The question is whether or not it's intentional or not, and they say yes. Wawasek kind of grabbed from behind. They say the Rock Creek player did not try to get the basketball. So this could be huge for the Panthers. I mean, two free throws in the ball. I mean, potentially 5 points. And we got a one-possession game if all went perfect here for Royal Valley.
Phenomenal job there. Great officiating. They got together to discuss it and made the right determination. But Wawasek misses the first free throw. He's missed the first run in of both every time he's been at the foul line tonight.
Third trip to the line is just 2 for 5. Wawasek got the second. 18 points, and the Panthers get the ball, but they're down 6. With 3:29 to go. This is big. I know you keep saying the opportunities and big possessions one side or the other. K.J. Miller got a little bit of a rest there. I think he needed that. Kelly and Murata were both in, and now Miller's going to come in as Murata goes back to the bench.
Huge possession here again. Opportunity's done knocking. It's about to break down this door for the Panthers. This is an opportunity and the chance to get back in this game.
Kelly has it. Picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. Finds Wawasek coming to get the ball on the right wing. Fakes a three. Clock at 3:15. Fourth quarter. Panthers down 7. Wawasek one-on-one against Brooks Whaley. Tries to drive. Tough leaning shot. 2-point long bucket. No good. And Rock Creek has the rebound. How many offensive boards has Royal Valley had tonight?
Not many.
Wawasek D'd up as Zinger calls for a little help and now bounces it across the timeline to Vendelska. Under 3 minutes to go. Zinger, a phenomenal foul shooter. They like to keep the ball in his hands. Whaley has it. The guy you want to foul is Killingsworth. And here's a foul call. But only the sixth, so no free throws yet for Rock Creek. It still leads by seven with 2:43 to go. And Murata comes in. Miller goes out defensively here.
Yep. Offense or defense we're going to see here. But, again, keep in mind, Miller's got three fouls. Murata, he's only got one.
Mason Thomas has four personals, and he's staying out there. He's had a great offensive night. Three threes, 12
wow.
points wide open. Medeska,
oh!
He missed a shot. Got his own rebound and got fouled. Man, nobody was within 3 or 4 feet of him. Medeska very frustrated, but how many times has that happened tonight? The Panthers have kind of lost track of a guy that's had a wide open attempt, and there's been 3 or 4 times they've missed that shot, but always seem to get the offensive rebound.
Again, is a reason why Vinduska's averaging over 10 boards per game. He is a hawk on the glass.
Foul was the second against Murata. This free throw goes over the backboard, and K.J. Miller returns to the Panther lineup.
Now, this is huge right here. How many times have we seen a missed free throw and a rebound for Rock Creek? Roll Valley needs to get this rebound if it's missed.
Panthers probably getting out-rebounded 2-1 tonight.
Easily.
I mean, out-rebounded offensively, defensively, both sides. Second free throw good. Vinduska has 9 points. So does Killingsworth. And Singer's got 20. The Mustangs lead by 8. 2.5 minutes to play. Clock's top of the key. Thomas to Wawasik. Looks to drive. Finds Thomas. An open look. 3-point shot. Good again! Mason Thomas with his 4th 3-point bucket. And now it's a 5-point game with 2:20 to go. Have a night, Mason Thomas.
We talked about it before the game. We talked about it on our drive out here, how Mason Thomas has had such an up-and-down season for this team. I mentioned he wasn't even a part of the big three tonight for Royal Valley. But, man, pundits, get out of the way. Mason Thomas has came back to life for this program, for this team. He is just joining Nongshawasik. Those two combined, over 70% of the points tonight for Royal Valley. Keeping them in this game, they need more shots like that. But, again, defense is key for this Panther team. They've got to get a stop. The shots will come offensively, but you cannot, I repeat, you cannot let Rock Creek take more than 20 seconds off of a possession.
48-43, Rock Creek will apply some, or have to work against some full court pressure now. 2:20 to go as the Panther fans all come to their feet here at Rock Creek High School.
Forces us to get to our feet a little bit.
It's all right. I can handle it. Zinger across the timeline to Vinduska. Back to the trailer, Killingsworth. And now Whaley and the Mustangs will try to control the basketball, leading by 5. Zinger has not scored in this 4th quarter. Back to Royal Valley has won this quarter 10-3 currently. And the ball kicked into the backcourt, lost by Rock Creek. It was touched by Royal Valley. Now the Mustangs get it on the right side. This is Sturdy. Passes Zinger to the basket, lays it in. 22 for Zinger, another layup for Rock Creek. They lead by 7.
Again, a 50-50 ball that went the way of the Mustangs that time, and they make the Panthers pay.
Royal Valley, time of the essence, 1:40 remaining. Thomas defended tightly now by Zinger here on the near side. Dribbles around, floats it to Kelly, fakes the 3. Kelly wasted the dribble, now Klotz has it. Precious seconds coming off the clock. Thomas can't get a look. He'll bounce it, tough pass to Wawasik on the floor, covered up by Whaley, screaming for a timeout. The official says jump ball, and Rock Creek will take that too.
Big, big break there for the Mustangs. Not a good pass that time by the Panthers. And Wawasik, he was double-teamed. He had really no chance of getting that basketball.
Going to get some perspiration cleaned up off the floor, but that's not a great time for Royal Valley's 12th turnover of the game. And just a few times tonight have tried to force those passes. Rock Creek has really defended pretty well.
Yeah, Rock Creek's a phenomenal defensive team. We knew coming into this game this is going to be a fun battle between these two, but Rock Creek's defense has stepped up to the task. Yes, they've given us some points to Wawasik again to Thomas, but overall, playing really well.
Rock Creek against full court, man-to-man pressure, getting it to Whaley, nearly lost the handle. 1:20 to go. Whaley against Kelly, big bump collision at half court.
Wow.
Kelly definitely took the brunt of the contact, but he's going to pick up the foul, and that'll put Rock Creek to the line for a 1-1 here. It is Brooks Whaley to the line, who's 69% on the season. Team foul number 8. Murata out, Miller back in for the Panthers, who currently trail by 7. Better get the rebound if the free throw's missed. Whaley tonight, 3 of 4 at the line, all those in the first quarter when he scored all 7 of his points here this evening. His free throw is good. And now he's got eight. And makes the lead 8 points, 51-43.
Again, we talked about the runs in this game. Right now, Rock Creek has absorbed any kind of a punch from Roll Valley here tonight and then thrown a haymaker right back at him.
Second free throw, Whaley, All-State football receiver, missed it. Rebounded by Thomas. Panthers got to go quick. Down by eight. Here's Wawasik moving right to left. Two timeouts left for both teams. Miller and a foul away from the ball. Whaley defending Wawasik. I think that might have been kind of planned because Rock Creek with some fouls to give here. They're going to make Roll Valley maybe inbound a few times and not get any kind of quick offensive opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's a phenomenal job. That's what Coach Johnson called for right there by this Mustang team.
Whaley with his third foul. Royal Valley gets it in. That's only four total team fouls on the Mustangs. Thomas wanting to lob at the Klotz and a holding foul. This one's on Whaley again, and now looks Whaley's got four fouls here all of a sudden. Still just five team fouls on the Mustangs, but we're down to 64 seconds left in this game. Royal Valley's never been any closer than 5 points since an early 9-1 start. And now the ball thrown away by Royal Valley. Rock Creek gets it in a wide open breakaway layup by Mason Sturdy. That might be the dagger.
That is the dagger right there. Chris Brown asked for a timeout, but just an errant pass. Nobody was ready for it. Into the front court and an easy, easy run out layup there by Sturdy. He's got five in the game, and this Mustang team, their fans, their student section, they can taste it going to Hutch.
13 turnovers now against Royal Valley in this game. That one a costly because it makes it a double-digit lead for Rock Creek, who got an easy breakaway layup. Let's slip in another quick 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1998, Stitham Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday, visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Adkins Insurance of Holton is an independent agency with insurance solutions tailored to you since 1941. Adkins Insurance offers all type of insurance. Good luck to the area teams from Ron at Adkins Insurance, located inside the Denison State Bank on Highway 75 in Holton. Online at AdkinsInsuranceWeb.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Under a minute to go, Royal Valley basketball. They trail by 10 here at Rock Creek. Thomas couldn't get off the three. Now the Wawasik, but only 40 seconds remain. A deep three by Noggs is short. Rebound Venduska for Rock Creek. 53-43, Mustangs lead. Playing a little keep away now as Zinger gets fouled and will head to the line. Their best free throw shooter with a 22-point night heading to the stripe. And it sure appears that Rock Creek is on their way to a 22-2 record in a 3A state tournament semifinal appearance.
Absolutely. And Mason Thomas has picked up his fifth foul of the game. He is fouled out here with 15 points on the night. A very valiant effort from the junior guard who stepped up. But again, between Wawasik and Thomas, we'll talk about it in postgame. No other help, really, from the Panthers here tonight. Too many turnovers at inopportune times.
We thought the size could be an advantage for Royal Valley inside. As Zinger, 1-1 here, is missed. Panthers have it. Royal Valley down 10 still. Wawasik into the half court. Little stop and go on the baseline. A step back three. Overshot it, an air ball. Rebound Rock Creek. But, yeah, Klotz and Miller, big guys for Royal Valley, unable to produce much tonight in the paint. And Rock Creek's going to be allowed to win this one by 10 as the Panthers' season will come to an end at 20-4. Their first state tournament appearance in school history. They win the Big 7 League for the second year in a row. They win a sub-state championship last Saturday just a few nights ago in Sabetha. But their season will end tonight with Rock Creek prevailing 53-43. Advancing to the Final Four in Hutch. Plenty of postgame coming up, final stats, player to bank on, and much more as we thank a few more of our live broadcast sponsors here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Main Street Salon in Hoyt is your one-stop beautification shop. Sarah offers a wide variety of services, from haircuts for kids to adults, to manicures and pedicures, eyebrow extensions, and tanning sessions. Online at MainStreetSalonLLC.com or call Sarah to schedule your appointment.
Kester Animal Clinic in Hoyt is your local veterinarian for large and small animals. Lifelong Hoyt resident Dr. Ed Kester is proud to be trusted with the health of your animals and takes pride in his experience and care provided. Kester Animal Clinic, a proud Royal Valley Panther supporter in Hoyt.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
If you're looking to buy a home, we are here to help you. Hi, this is Mick from Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. The real estate market is very active and interest rates are still favorable, so if you're looking to buy, we are the bank to see. We can make your home buying experience easy. We can also pre-approve your loan so you know how much to spend before you start shopping. There is also refinancing available on existing loans. Come see our real estate professionals, Dell, Randy, Jennifer, and Luke today. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show. Justin Fluchik Spalding with you. Rock Creek defeats Royal Valley tonight, 53-43, the final. And, I mean, we can break down a whole lot of things, but, you know, it almost really started with the slow start tonight. I mean, they're down 9-1 at Royal Valley, and they played catch-up all night. They never got it any closer than 5 points the rest of the night. After that, the lead never really got out of hand. I mean, they were down by 14 after one basket to begin the fourth quarter, but most of the night it felt like it was between a 5- and 10-point game. It was an 8-point game at the end of the second quarter and the end of the third quarter, and Panthers certainly had some things not go their way and some things that they could have controlled that they really just didn't execute and do that great of a job of here tonight, like rebounding, like avoiding foul trouble. But at the end of the night, you look back at it, and it seems pretty simple. I mean, 9-1, they dug a hole that they could never quite completely climb out of all night long.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers, you know, they obviously aided in it, but they didn't lose a turnover battle by much. Free throws, yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. Maybe, you know, there's some points to be had there. Royal Valley made, what, 6 threes tonight?
Okay. Seven.
Seven three-pointers tonight. Panthers make, yes,
yeah. four for Thomas, three for Thomas.
And so 7 threes tonight, that's on par. That's what they normally do. That's what they expect to get. And I think, yes, the 9-1 deficit early, you know, could Chris Brown have called a timeout earlier? Yes. But, again, you're so early in the contest at that point, it's not like there was, like, 8 minutes gone by or 7 minutes gone by in that first quarter. There was only 2 minutes gone by. You're going to let your kids kind of rebound and kind of get their feet underneath them. It's a state game, the first one ever in school history. There's some nerves there. But I think it ultimately comes down to the fact that this team just kind of went away from what got them to this point. I think that Klotz and Miller were a part of my three-headed monster coming into this game with Pulisic, and I don't think they ever got going. I don't think that they ever got comfortable in this game. They didn't get their feet underneath them, and they struggled tonight against a team that really didn't size them up, against a team that really wasn't big, and they weren't too physical. They were just there. Their body presence was there. Some silly fouls, and that's what forced Miller and Klaus to go out of the game early, and they had to sit not to pick up those, you know, fourth and fifth fouls early in the game. But I'll tell you one thing that, you know, Coach Chris Brown's going to go back and look out on this game is it's always hindsight, but maybe I should have played KJ Miller a little bit more. I was trying to protect him. Maybe I should have played Klotz earlier. I was just trying to protect him because, you know, both those guys end the game with three fouls. But they didn't set long. I mean, there was never a stretch of 2 or 3 minutes where those guys were on the bench for 2 or 3 minutes in a row.
Right.
But the mentality was changed. Coach Chris Brown said, hey, boys, you got three fouls. You can't be as aggressive. How many layups did we see or any post-ups did we see where
offensive rebounds
where they just weren't as aggressive as they should have been? And, again, hindsight's always easy to look back on and say, well, you could have been a little bit more aggressive there. But I think when you start to take that away from your kids, when the kids take that away from themselves mentally and they're realizing I can't be as aggressive, that's when they lose their half step. That's when Rock Creek, I mean, my goodness, they seized every single opportunity here tonight. 50-50 balls. The mentality of this game was all Rock Creek from the opening possession. Roll Valley just could not dig out of that hole. And, again, we talked about at the top, neither team was going to run away from each other. But as you mentioned, I agree 100%. I don't think Rock Creek ever was in jeopardy of losing this game.
Rock Creek played five guys tonight. They never made one substitution the entire game. And, you know, if you got five that are clearly your best five and it's a state tournament game and they don't get in foul trouble, then let them play.
I wish that I could just run up and down the court twice without getting tired, let alone play 32 minutes of high-intensity high school basketball. Wow.
53-43, again, our final. More to break down and wrap up the season, but we owe you one final timeout. We'll come back and check the final stats. We'll pick our player to bank on and wrap up the Royal Valley boys basketball season. Here's something that we'll maybe mention. Royal Valley only played six guys tonight, and all six of them can come back next year. Five juniors and one sophomore, a chance to return to the Royal Valley Panthers for the two-time defending Big 7 League champs next year. More post-game player to bank on, final stats. We'll wrap up the broadcast after this right here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wright, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Houlton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Houlton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices, that's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Houlton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Houlton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Houlton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
KNZA.
Back with you one final time. Justin Fluke alongside Jake Spaulding. The Rock Creek Mustang boys advance to the Final Four at 3A State in Hutch on Friday as they beat Royal Valley tonight 53-43, ending the Panthers' season with a record of 20 wins and 4 losses. Royal Valley went 21-2 last year, and now 20 wins again this year. That's after not even being 500 the past several years before kind of the breakout campaign. They went 13-1 in the Big 7 League last year and lost to Riverside, the one of only two teams to beat them in the Big 7 League this year. Panthers lost to Riverside in overtime, also lost to Houlton, and lost the first game of the year to St. Mary's. So they end up 20-4. But again, 5 juniors started, 1 sophomore came off the bench. This is a team that has a chance to come back and no doubt be a favorite. We were just talking maybe Nemaw Central a contender, but other than that, the Big 7 looks to be in favor of the Panthers, who have now won it in back-to-back years. You know, they get a taste of the state tournament, but this was a quick turnaround. I mean, like every other 3A boys team in the state, you played Friday, you played Saturday, you had a chance to maybe catch your breath Sunday, you know, one practice, and boom, you're playing a state tournament game at an opponent's court. So I don't think anybody's going to make excuses. I mean, it is what it is. Hopefully we can get through this basketball season, actually crown champions. That's the end goal that we're all hoping to accomplish that didn't happen a season ago. But hopefully this is an experience that Royal Valley can build off of, and maybe a team kind of like this year, I guess, that comes back next year even more motivated and certainly more experienced. They could be a really senior-heavy laden team next year.
Oh, absolutely. But, again, you kind of talked about how the momentum and stuff. I felt like this was a team that had a massive chip on their shoulder from a year ago. You know, you lose to a team like St. Mary's, who was the last seed in that sub-state. They were the last seed in state, and they found a way to win the opening round game. That St. Mary's team went on a massive run, but I just feel like this Royal Valley Panther team is a team that, I don't want to say that they felt like they, okay, we're glad we made it, because you can't tell, because they don't show emotion, because they're a team that's just calm, cool, and collected the entire time. I mean, there was no, you know, massive upset. I mean, you could speak to it on Saturday. Was there a massive elation when they won sub-state from the players?
Not really. I mean, that was a tough game Saturday because there just wasn't really much up and down. There wasn't much scoring. I mean, 39-31, it was kind of just a grinded-out game that you never felt like Marysville ever had a chance in it, but it wasn't like Royal Valley was dunking and running away and scoring a bunch of points. I mean, held under 40, so even when they won it, you know, I mean, they were happy. There were smiles, but it wasn't like, you know, on the girls' side where we had overtime, double overtime, emphatic wins, you know, last Saturday.
Because I just feel like they, I mean, the emotions weren't there when they go to state for the first time ever. I mean, that's just this program. I mean, that's just these kids. They're very even keeled. And
like the girls, too.
Right,
volleyball,
exactly.
Volleyball, basketball,
right,
whatever.
Just like, you know, hey, glad we're here. Great. Now let's go play. And, you know, I feel like this is an opportunity not only for this program to kind of piggyback what they did this year and last year. But I felt like this was a breakout year, and it was. They win the Big 7 League. They win a sub-state championship game. They make it to state. But I really just – there was just something about this team that I felt like they had every opportunity to win a state title this year. But you mentioned it. They got every opportunity next year because, again, by the looks of it right now, every single massive contributor for this team should be back next year.
Let's check the final stats in this game, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Member firms include Mike Tinking and Kay Onther at Holton Tax Service in Holton and Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond just tax preparation and planning. For Roll Valley, the visitors, they were led by Knoxville Wessick. He got 18 points tonight at a trio of trays, but was just 3 of 6 at the foul line. Mason Thomas had a big night. He hit 4 threes and scored 15. But then only 2 other guys were contributors on offense. Brady Klotz scored 6. K.J. Miller had 4. Royal Valley only made 4 of 10 free throws, so 40% at the line, and had 13 turnovers here in this game. They end their season at 20 wins and 4 losses. For Rock Creek, they played only 5 guys all night, and they all scored at least 5 points. Mason Sturdy had a triple and scored 5, and then it was Brooks Whaley with 8. Charlie Killingsworth scored 7 of his 9 in the second half. Caden Vandusky also had a nice 9-point night and a huge rebounding performance, and then it was Dawson Zinger leading the way again. The only guy in double digits, the only guy that averages double digits for this Rock Creek team, Zinger scored 22, only 6 points in the second half, but Zinger had 16 and 7 in the first quarter to get Rock Creek out to a 9-1 lead. The Mustangs never look back, leading by 8 at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the second quarter. And they stretched the lead to 12 going into the fourth. Never led by more than 14, but Royal Valley never got any closer than 5. As the final score tonight finds Rock Creek with 53 points and Royal Valley with 43 points. Best of luck to the Mustangs heading to state under 18th year head coach Jim Johnston. Denied a trip last year, but now 22-2, and they'll play Friday down at the Hutchinson Sports Arena with a 7-game winning streak. All of 3A, girls and boys. Boy, those semifinals, some great teams. Looks like it's going to be some fantastic basketball played there in Hutch, as well as, I'm sure, all the state sites around the Sunflower State. Valley Heights going to 2A state on the girls' side in Manhattan on Friday as they win it tonight at home 60-44 against Waubunsee. So the teams in our listening area that are going to state, Donovan West, 1A girls going to Dodge City. Valley Heights, 2A girls going to Manhattan. Sabatha, 3A girls going to Hutchinson. And that's it.
Yeah.
3 local teams from our listening area that will have a semifinal. And
started with
you
that.
Better win that one because no third place
yeah.
game. So it's a 1-game still season from here on out.
What do we start with?
9 that made it to
7.
7
made it to state.
2 others like a Hanover, a Clifton Clyde teams that are in our area we cover because they're in leagues that you know we cover, but we don't regularly broadcast their games with play-by-play. So, yeah, you can count Clifton Clyde and Hanover, but not part of our regular broadcast coverage area.
Yeah, so again, you almost get halfway home, you know, just a little under half of your teams to the state tournament at that junction, and so, again, that's good. That's what you want to see from Northeast Kansas sports. Are there some teams that we thought, man, we're kind of shocked they didn't make it through? Yeah, and I think tonight was one of those games where we, you know, again, on paper, I think people were probably saying in a close game, Rock Creek wins. But we had every anticipation that this Royal Valley Panther team could pull off the quote-unquote upset. They had every making to do so. Just couldn't get it here tonight. And so, again, 3 teams move on. We'll have them covered for you. And, again, we're lucky to even have 3 teams in our coverage area as well.
All the
we're spoiled.
Hey, we need to pick our player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. I think we agreed pretty quickly on tonight's player to bank on, which we normally pick from the local area team.
Absolutely. Mason Thomas, phenomenal night for him. 4 3-pointers in the game and 15 points on the night. He was one that, you know, again, coming into this contest, we were kind of that, where's Waldo? Where's Mason at? Where's he been? He's kind of been up and down this year. He showed up big time here tonight for the Panthers in the losing effort, having 15 of their 43 for Royal Valley. Knox could obviously be a highly touted one as well, but you know, Mason Thomas, I felt like he was the one that really kept Royal Valley in this game. Knox was, you know, the one that keeping him on the lifeline there that first half in the third quarter. But Thomas really picked it up towards the end of the ball game. That's why he's our player to bank on.
How about the blocks that he had in transition,
true,
even trailing the play? There was, what, I think three pretty good blocks there by,
yep,
Mason Thomas today.
And the unfortunate thing, it resulted in points for Rock Creek.
They got the rebound. They got the loose ball.
Exactly.
They out-rebounded Royal Valley drastically here tonight. As you mentioned, those 50-50 balls all seem to be going the way of Rock Creek. They were able to play pretty comfortable tonight within themselves as they had a lead throughout this contest, and it's Rock Creek that beats Royal Valley by the final score of 53-43. That'll wrap up our post-game presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, trust the best in the business for recreational, agricultural, or commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Any final thoughts, Jake? That'll wrap it up for us. We'll have two games on Thursday for Donovan West and Sabetha Girls, both at 7 o'clock, and then one game Friday, which will be Valley Heights in Manhattan. That could be the 3 o'clock game, but don't officially know. We'll look forward to some more state basketball here as the season winds down, and hopefully we get to complete this full state tournament week, unlike a year ago.
Yeah, and we hope that makes it through. We expect it to make it through, but my final thoughts here tonight, Justin, are the fact that this Royal Valley fan base, I was really proud to see the way they came out and supported their team. And their team put on a good show in the second half. That big 9-1 start proves to be the major factor in this ball game here tonight. Again, we should expect this entire starting five to be back next year for Royal Valley. Have no reason to believe otherwise. And so that would be a phenomenal thing for these guys to put another notch in their belt. Okay, 2 years ago, South State Championship game. Close game that we lost. Last year, sub-state championship win, first round at state, we lost. Now the next year is the step in the next direction for Chris Brown as the second-year head coach, get to the semifinals. Then anything can happen. Make it to a state tournament, anything can happen. That's what the next is for this Royal Valley Panther team, but a phenomenal season for them. You cannot hang your head on the fact that they only lose four games this year, what you just made a point earlier about. This is a team that hovered around 500 or under for so many years.
53-43, again, our final. Good luck and congratulations to the Rock Creek Mustangs. Moving on to Hutchinson in the state semifinals on Friday. And Royal Valley wrapping up a fantastic season again here tonight. For our studio engineer, Chance Link, great job as always. We'll take tomorrow night off and then be back with state semifinals Thursday and Friday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. For Jake Spaulding, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening.